The right to remain unvaccinated. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. It's been 1 year now since Dr. George Diaz treated the first U.S. COVID-19 patient at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett. And today, he finds it hard to believe that in the United States, with all its advantages, the number of COVID cases has been doubling every 3 months, more than any place else.
And when you compare to other countries that have similar resources, for example, South Korea or Taiwan or Japan, the entire population is on the same page with respect to how they're dealing with this virus. And unfortunately, we haven't been, and the results from that are evident.
And so, with a significant number of Americans still refusing to believe the vaccine is safe, the only way to get back to normal, he says, might be to require proof of vaccination.
Perhaps it makes sense to say, well, if you're vaccinated, we can prove it. You can go to a restaurant or a gym. Your kids can go to school.
And those who insist on the right to remain unvaccinated.
Perhaps, you know, they're choosing to have their children be at perpetual homeschool.
Not sure how the anti-vaccination faction would feel about that. But if that's what it takes to reopen, my guess is that the parents and the business owners and the healthcare workers who have sacrificed so much to get this far are in no mood to wait for the holdouts to come around.